Okay. One of the Rebbeim in Yeshiva here asked the following shaila to me, which then one of my balabatim asked me also. So first I thought it was just a funny shaila, but apparently it's fairly common. The Rebbe was in Eretz Yisrael, and he was at the Kotel, and on his way back, he went through Shar Yafo, went through the Memila Mall, which is right there outside of Shar Yafo, and he had to go to the bathroom very badly. It was Shabbos morning, and he immediately, found the first bathroom he could in the mall, and he went to the bathroom and did what he needed to do, and he's standing there in front of the toilet, and he realizes that there are no handles to flush the toilet, and the toilet's going to flush automatically as soon as he walks away from it. So he said, what do I do? Do I stand here for the rest of Shabbos? What am I supposed to do? So he stood there for several minutes until he discovered that they have a built-in mechanism that will flush by itself after 10 minutes or so. But but that was his shiloh. What do I do? Someone else said to me, they're at a hotel, and the only toilets available at the hotel were the ones with the automatic flush. So could he use the bathroom, or does he have to find somewhere else or do something? So came across recently, a new sefer came out, the tshuvas of Rav Belsky Shlita, called Shalos HaTshuvas Shulchan HaLevi, and he has a tshuva mamish on this topic, so I thought it would be an interesting topic to talk about for a few minutes. So first of all, Rav Belsky just describes the metzias. I don't know much about electricity, so I don't really understand the metzias, but essentially what he says is that when you walk in front of the toilet, by standing in front of it, it doesn't have to be a toilet, it could be, well, the toilet's one mechanism, the sink is another. When you're standing in front of it, you cause something to happen electronically, you cause some circuit to be closed electronically, but you're also, so long as you're still standing there, causing something to stop the electronic flushing mechanism from kicking in. As soon as you move away, that which is withholding the flushing mechanism is out of the way, and therefore the flushing will occur. So Rabelsky says, Al pi halacha, this has a din of kocho. That when you walk away, that would be a din of kocho. That it's your koach that's causing the flush. That it, because the halacha is hasaras hamonea, has a din of kocho. When there's something that's going to happen, and something is blocking it, and you don't cause the thing to happen, you just remove the blocker, and that therefore allows whatever is going to happen. Like, let's say there's a body of water that's being plugged up by a big board that's blocking all the water. And then you pull away that board and the water goes gushing in. So you didn't push the water, you just pulled away the board. It's Asaras Amoneya, and the water went gushing in on its own. So that would have a din of Kocho. Normally, Kocho has a full din of a Maisa. Kocho would be Kemaisa of Mamish, Gemara Sanhedrin, Defiant Zion, and Beis. So normally it would be considered like your Maisa. So now, how does that relate to this Shaila, though? So Rabelsky says it's very important first to have a little bit of background in the halachic status of electricity on Shabbos. So just very quickly, Rav Chaim Moser in Tshuvas Achiezer Chel Gimel Simen Samach writes that it's Kvar Nispashta Horol the Isser B'Kol Tfutzos Yisrael, that everyone knows that if you light if you turn on a light on Shabbos, that is a violation of Mavir. If you turn off a light on Shabbos, it's a violation of Mechabe. These are Melachos D'Oraisa. And just to prove to you that he really held that turning on an electric bulb on Shabbos is considered to be Mavir, it's considered as if you lit a candle on Shabbos. Rav Chaim Moser proved it by making Havdalah on an electric bulb. He dafka wanted to make the bracha Borei Ma'orei Ha'esh on an electric bulb, just to emphasize that point that he held that it's mamish, that it's Esh Mamish when you light an electric bulb. In fact, Rav Yisrael Zalman Meltzer wrote a Haskama to the Sefer Chalkas Yaakov, and in the Haskama to the Sefer he says, I like your Sefer, but in Simon Mem Tes of your Sefer, Rav Braish to Chalkas Yaakov, you write as a sniff lahakel, you write that it's not so pashut exactly what malacha turning on an electric bulb is, and maybe it's not so pashut that it's a violation of mavir mechaba. He says, Rav Zalman writes in his haskama, I just want you to know that someone wrote something similar a while back, and Rav Chaim Moser wrote me a letter telling me that I have to be mefarsim in his name shechas v'shalom l'stapik b'chomer ha-malacha m'daraisa v'osa hu over ba'av malacha daraisa v'da'is. God forbid to be makel on something like this. This is absolutely an av malach d'oraisa to turn on a light on Shabbos. So that is Rav Chaim Moser's shita. Now, and that's widely accepted, turning on a light on Shabbos. But what if you're not turning on a light? What if you're just causing an electrical something to happen? You're using some sort of electrical appliance that doesn't have any lights. So is that or it has an LED light? It doesn't have a normal light. So what isser is that? So that's a major discussion in the poskim as well. Some of the poskim suggested that maybe, since every electrical circuit has some spark to it, there's some tiny spark that's created, so maybe that itself is a violation of Mavir. That itself is like lighting a fire. But Rav Henkin writes that that can't be the case, because if that were true, if sparks that were that tiny and lasted for that short a time were considered to be a violation of Mavir, then one should not be allowed to take off a wool sweater on Shabbos either, because of the static electricity that's created by doing that. And he says that's absurd. You can't say that that's a violation of Mavir. That's what Henkin writes in Edus LiYisrael Simen Chaf. So another possibility of what's the issur of using electricity is some sort of issur d'rabanan. Maybe it's an issur of nolad, or maybe it's an issur of makah bepatish midrabanan, because he had a kli that wasn't functional before, and by allowing the electricity to run through the kli, you've made the kli functional, so maybe it's some sort of a makah bepatish in that regard, similar to what Rav Breish happens to write another tshuva about tevilas kelim we learned last summer, about toveling electrical utensils. He says that it doesn't need tevila, because it only works when it's plugged into the wall. When it's plugged into the wall, it's mechubel lekarka. Mechubel lekarka doesn't require tevila. So he holds that it's not a kli, it doesn't have a shame kli till it's plugged into the wall. So then you could say maybe it's some sort of makah bepatish when you allow the electrical current to run through the kli, maybe something like that. The Rav Shlomo Zalman obviously was the sefer that put him on the map was the sefer Ma'orei Eish. He wrote as a very young man all about electricity, and he tries to find what exactly the issur would be. He has a very difficult time with it. Chazanish had a famous chiddush. Chazanish held that it's a violation of bone in Or Chaim Simenun Ostes, that it's a violation of binyan and Shabbos. He was medayik in a Rambam in the seventh parak of Hilchos Shabbos Halacha Zayin that it's a violation of bone. Rav Shlomo Zalman tries to prove that is incorrect, and doesn't really come to a clear conclusion as to what exactly the issur is of using electrical appliances on Shabbos. So Rav Belsky concludes his discussion of electricity in general by quoting Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says, told him, "Shekala svaros halalu duchukos ma'od." Any given svaras to what the issur is very shver. Ela shekol gedolei ador bedoros hakodem savru kulam peechad sheyesh lesser es hashimush bechashmal b'shabbos. But every great posek of the whole previous generation said that it's usher to use electricity on Shabbos, and therefore me'ize tam sheyeh. He says, you know, whatever reason people want to come along, v'lchein bo b'zeh b'svarazu v'zeh b'svaracheres. One guy comes with one svara, says bona. The other one says havara. The other one says makab pa. Whatever they want to say. I don't know what it is, Rabbi Yaakov says, but it's aser. It's got to be aser, because that's been the widely accepted shita. Call it a minhag if you want. Call it some sort of iser drabanan. It's aser to use electricity. But what kind of iser is it? Maximum iser drabanan, it seems. Unless you hold like the Chazon Ish, if you're going to use electricity without any lights, it's maximum iser drabanan. So now what are we talking about? You're standing in front of a toilet on Shabbos, or you need to go to the bathroom on Shabbos, and there's an iser drabanan that could be violated by maximum iser drabanan, maybe not even that, that could be violated by using that bathroom. So Rav Belsky points out there's a Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf, and Tosos in Daf Pei Alpha in Shabbos, where Tosos seems to assume, based on a couple of Gemaras, well, let's put it this way: the Gemara talks on Daf Kuf. Just to make a long story short, this on Daf Kuf on Beis and Shabbos discusses how to dispose of waste when you're on a ship on Shabbos without violating the Melacha of Hotza'a. And the Gemara basically figures out a way to knock it down to a drabanan, where you're going to take the waste from Rosh Hashanah Yachid and put it into a karmelis and allow it to spill into the ocean that way, where it would only be drabanan. And the Gemara says that since it's ma'us, and you're only doing it al-yidei kocho b'karmelis lo gazru, that since it's disgusting, and it's only kocho that you're using to violate the Isser, and it's only drabanan, so kocho and a drabanan, when you have something disgusting, there's no gzeira. So says Rav Belsky, that's mamish our case. You're dealing with disposing of waste, you're dealing with kocho, and you're dealing with a drabanan. The whole thing is only a melacha drabanan to begin with. So he says kocho, ma'us, drabanan, put it all together, and you have the situation of the toilet. You could also argue that it's covered abrios anyway, that for a person to have to hold himself in, bal tashaktu, whatever, covered abrios, you could argue that you're allowed to violate any issur drabanan for the sake of covered abrios, like the Gemara says, Maseches Brachos Yotes. So Anyway, so Velsky says for that reason he thinks if there's no other toilet available, you could be mekel. He does say, based on the Tosos and Shabbos, Daf Pei Aleph, that if you have another option, you have to take advantage of the other option, even though this is a valid heter. Still, you have to take advantage of the other option if you have another option. And then he says, but the thing to be aware of is it's very rare to find a bathroom that has automatic toilets that doesn't also have automatic lights. A lot of times you walk in and you're turning on a light also. So that is a daraisa. This whole heter goes away then, even though it may only be kocho, but it's daraisa. So when you're dealing with the daraisa, when you're dealing with havara mamish, so then you're going to have a problem. So I spoke about this in shul on Shavuos, and someone came over to me and said, what about, Rebelsky's nephew actually, Davins of my shul, came over to me and said, what about when you wash your hands? The lights you can get around, usually someone else is in the bathroom, lights are on already anyway. But what about when you wash your hands, you put your hands in front of the sink and the water comes out? What about that mechanism? Would you have the same kula? Would you have the same covenant of brius issue, the same ma'us issue, the same... So I said, I don't know, it's not as ma'us, but it's still pretty gross, and it's not as much of a covenant of brius issue, but it's still pretty gross. Ask your uncle. So he got back to me just the other day. He said that his uncle said he would not be makel with that. He wouldn't think that you would be allowed to use the sinks in the automatic bathroom. So the bathroom are not the sinks, okay? So that's that.